The Iowa Environmental Council calls for improvements in the state's water quality monitoring initiatives. I'm George Dorman with Clean Up Your Act. The IEC says the current system for evaluating nutrients in Iowa's watersheds does not show the whole picture. The state's Nutrient Reduction Strategy Program uses models to calculate levels of nitrogen and phosphorus in Iowa's water, but IEC Water Program Director Ingrid Gronstahl says that can exclude a number of factors that might impact waterways, including land use changes or extreme weather patterns.
These were models that were developed close to a decade ago, and they didn't account for climate change effects then. And so certainly not responding to climate change effects now.
Gronstahl says a lack of in-stream sensors makes it difficult to accurately track the nutrient reduction strategy's progress. She wants a real-time monitoring system with the data open to the public. It's been almost a decade since the state legislature allocated $100 million for the voluntary program that doesn't set any benchmarks and has no mechanisms for measuring actual success. I'm George Dorman on 88.3 KCCK.